Hello and welcome. I am Dr. Lara May, a clinical pharmacist specializing in functional medicine, as well as a certified yoga teacher and Reiki master. I run a truly integrative health coaching practice, encompassing functional medicine lab testing, yoga and meditation, and a sprinkling of Reiki energy medicine. Join me here on Light Body Radio to break through your health plateau and come into alignment with your natural vitality.
Hello and welcome to Light Body Radio. I'm your host, Dr. Lara May. And today is another installment of Wellness Illuminated. And I wanted to continue our conversation that we started in the last Wellness Illuminated episode about the model. And I wanted to dive in and flesh out a few of the components a little deeper. So today I actually want to discuss the difference between circumstances and thoughts. Now, if you recall the model is a framework of which we are able to evaluate how our thoughts create our feelings create our actions, and our actions create a result. You get a piece of paper and you write down CTFAR, circumstance, thought, feeling, action, and results. And so remember that the circumstance is something factual. It does not include any emotion. It can include like a quote of something like the someone said exactly to you, but it is not, it's just not emotional. It should be like very factual and like almost like you would be able to like argue it in court. It's a circumstance. It is what it is. And so I wanted to give you an example to help you sort of see the difference between circumstances and thoughts. So in this example, this is an example of one of my clients, and this client hates her job, but more specifically, she has a real problem with her boss. And I don't know about you, but I myself have also had toxic bosses. I'm sure lots of you out there have. And so like, how do you deal with them? What do you, you know, what do you do about it? Do you just suck it up and suffer through? Do you speak up and, you know, like risk losing your job? Do you escalate things to HR? Like, what is it? How do you handle like toxic boss problems? So in this situation, she, my client female, she really felt powerless and stuck, you know, because she needed the job to pay the bills and, you know, to maintain the lifestyle that she had been become accustomed to living. But at the same time, she, you know, she was frustrated with the way that he would talk to her or treat her every day. And or, you know, if she brought something forward, he would oftentimes discount it, or maybe even sometimes he would like take credit for her idea and not give her like any credit at all. And so she really wanted to quit and came to me, you know, to help her figure out what to do. And so my approach to this, And I can tell you again, because I've been through this myself and I've also like been challenged in the same way, is if you want to quit your job, that's fine. You can quit, but make sure you're cutting, you know, a clean slate, a clean cord, and you're not taking all that previous work baggage with you to the new job. Because I can tell you that if you take all that baggage from the old job to the new job, then what most likely is going to happen is you're going to create a similar circumstance at the new job. And you're going to think, why can't I, you know, why does every situation seem to be similar? Well, the similar theme is you and how you're showing up at the job and your thoughts about it, which create your actions and results. So quitting a job that's toxic is not a bad thing, but just make sure that your mindset when you're going through the process and when you're entering the new job is as clean as unclear as possible. And again, that's why this model is so powerful. So after probably, I don't know, and I'm not exaggerating, like a good 20 minutes of letting my client rant and rave about this horrible boss, I finally, you know, got to, I, you know, politely butted in a little. And I said, well, your boss is the circumstance. And she wanted to say that, well, I'm not making up how he talks to me. Like, these are all true things. And I said, I believe you, but so what? So we have in quotes with the last like bad thing that he said to her. And that is the fact. So he said, I don't even remember what it was, but we'll just say like he said something derogatory. So we have that in the circumstance line. That's a quote, that's a fact. But what really is creating her negative feeling about what he said is her thought about it. So I asked her, I said, well, when he said this, what did you think? And of course, she gave me a litany of thoughts about it. And I said, okay, well, when you think those thoughts, then what do you feel? And that's when we were able to really come to this aha moment of oh, I am creating this feeling myself, not him and what he said to me. And so I challenged her and I said, well, what other thoughts can you have about this statement that will give you a new feeling? And so that was really, you know, it's challenging, but that's sort of the point of this work is like, if we want to create change, then we have to challenge how we think and how we behave and what we do and how we show up or how we don't show up. And so, you know, like there were thoughts of, well, this says more about him than it does about me. And that thought gave her a different feeling. There were some thoughts that were maybe even giving him the benefit of the doubt. And that gave her a different feeling. So we went through several different scenarios in order to illustrate the fact that just because he said this horrible thing doesn't mean that it automatically creates a bad feeling in her. It's her thought about what he said that creates the uncomfortable feeling. And so she has the power to think something else in order to feel something else. And so I think this something else is really important while doing this work is that we get comfortable with exploring our feelings and what our thoughts are around certain feelings. And so there's a couple of books out there. There's one that's called The Dictionary of Emotions that I have that I really like. And it's fun sometimes to just flip through the book and pick a feeling. And then sort of like feel into it, allow yourself to go into that feeling and then start to become aware of what you think about when you're feeling that feeling. Because this is, again, the work that's going to be able to bring awareness. So instead of getting triggered, which I think it is a real thing, but it's also an unconscious thing. And if we could bring more power to ourselves and more awareness, then we could prevent ourselves from getting triggered so much. And we would have awareness and power over our thoughts and feelings instead of this autopilot. When something happens, you automatically go to that triggered place and then you start to spiral. Or when someone says something to you that triggers you, you automatically go down a rabbit hole of fear and anxiety or something like that. So like, yes, those are real things and they're real responses. They don't have to be your automatic and your go-to. And I'm not saying this is easy overnight fixes, but these are processes because this is all about training our brain. You know, when we are traumatized, we're imprinted with a certain layout of events and then the consequences and then those feelings and results. And if we keep replaying that, then that becomes the autopilot. So in order to change that, we have to stop the cycle, interject, and bring something new into it. And that takes being deliberate and being intentional. And so I want to leave you today with this challenge of whether or not you have a toxic boss, or maybe, you know, a toxic personal relationship, and you want to change it, or you want to change something about it. What you have the power to change is yourself within the dynamic. You don't have any control over that other person and how they show up, but you do have control on you, yourself, your thoughts, your feelings, and how you show up. So I encourage you to maybe use this model and write down something that was what you would, from the unconscious perspective, say, well, that made me feel a certain way. What was that circumstance? And then from there, I want you to think about, well, what was I thinking that created the feeling that was uncomfortable that you didn't like? And finish the model with, okay, well, how did you show up or not show up? And then what was the ultimate result? But then I want you to go back and say, okay, same circumstance, but you want to feel a different way. So you can do this two different ways. You can choose different thoughts and see what feelings come up for you, or you can choose the feeling that you want to feel and then work backwards and say, okay, well, what would I be thinking in order to feel this? So there's different ways, but both are powerful and both are very useful. So I want you to try that and then continue with the model from that new feeling. How are you acting, doing, not doing, showing up, not showing up, all the things, and then what is the result? And see how it's different. Okay, so I appreciate all of you. The show notes for these episodes live at drlaramie.com/show notes. If you want to work with me, go to drlaramie.com/store or sessions, either or, because I have a myriad of ways you can work with me. I have memberships, I have one-on-one sessions, I have bundled sessions together. If you bundle sessions, then you get a bit of a discount, usually about 20 to 25% discount if you buy a bundle of sessions. And so I would love to be able to help as many of you as possible. And within the membership space, so that's more like a group coaching space. And so I have different levels of membership as well. So anyway, check all that out at drlaramie.com, and I will catch you guys in the next episode. Bye.